Your Press TV news in brief. Bahrain regime forces have once again attacked protesters who spilled into the streets in solidarity with political prisoners. Many people were injured in the towns of Bilad al-Qadim and Sitra. Such protests have intensified since the arrest of opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman in late December. Human Rights Watch and the Persian Gulf Center for Human Rights have urged Bahrain's Western allies to pressure Manama to drop charges against the prominent rights activist Nabil Rajab. Rajab is on trial over his tweets that the Bahraini government has called insulting to the regime. Palestinians have converged on the vicinity of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt to demonstrate against its prolonged closure. They called on Cairo to reopen the border point, which is the only gateway not controlled by Tel Aviv. The International Criminal Court opens a preliminary probe into war crimes against Israelis. An ICC prosecutor says it will be conducted with independence to pave the way for a complete inquiry into Israel's possible war crimes. The Palestinian government has vowed to pursue such crimes in international. In Ukraine's volatile east, at least 11 people, including six soldiers, have been killed in clashes between government forces and pro-Russians around Donetsk airport. Meanwhile, the delegations of self-proclaimed eastern regions walked away from the peace talks that were scheduled for Friday. Belgian authorities have charged five people over their alleged membership in a terrorist group. Three of those charged have been placed in custody and two others conditionally released. European states have carried out a fresh wave of anti-terror raids in the wake of the recent hostage situations in various European countries. And U.S. President Barack Obama says Washington and London have agreed to maintain tough sanctions on Russia over its alleged role in the Ukraine's crisis. Obama stressed that Washington and London will continue their support for Ukraine as Kiev implements important economic and democratic reforms.